Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
G'day everyone, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Friends with Money podcast. I'm your host, Tom Watson, a senior writer here at Money Magazine, and it's great to be with you. On Tuesday night, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will hand down the 2022-2023 federal budget, which is a special budget because it falls on the eve of the yet-to-be-called federal election. Of course, that means it could be one of the last chances for the Morrison government to appeal to voters before the campaign cycle truly kicks into gear. So, with the budget nearly upon us, we thought we'd take this opportunity to gaze into our special budget crystal ball to see what the feds may have in store for us this year. And who better to help us run through some predictions than friend of the pod and director of tax communications at H&R Block, Mark Chapman. Mark, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Tom.
Now, we know that the government will likely address a whole range of issues in this year's budget, you know, in everything from childcare and mental health to infrastructure. But what are some of the things that you're going to be expecting to see on Tuesday night?
Amongst the things I'm not expecting to see is any bad news. So if there is any bad news to be delivered, that will wait until after the federal election. So there'll be lots of good news with an attempt to turn the government's poll fortunes around. I expect that the low middle income tax offset will be renewed for another year. Mm. There's been a lot of talk about whether that will be scrapped or not. That talk was mostly for the birds, I think. I think the government has always intended to give this one another go. So that effectively means that if you're earning up to $126,000, you'll get up to $1,080 in tax back when you lodge your tax return. The implications of not relaunching that are basically that everybody would effectively get a tax rise. So I don't think that that's sustainable in the current environment. So that will be renewed. Small business, I suspect that the instant asset tax write-off, temporary full expensing, that could well be extended for another year as well to give some comfort to small businesses who are doing it tough. And you know, maybe they'll look to adjust the tax rate that small companies pay as well, adjust downwards, of course.
Oh, really? Okay, that would be interesting then for and I guess welcome relief for small businesses then if they did have something like that.
Yeah, well, the government has had an agenda to reduce the corporate tax rate for several years now. They haven't really been able to do it with the larger corporates. There's been a lot of political pushback. Mm. But certainly the smaller businesses, there hasn't been the same degree of pushback. So I think they may have a go at reducing that tax rate.
And Mark, I guess leading up to this, a lot of the talk has been around cost of living pressures. So obviously an extension of the Lamington tax cuts, as you mentioned before, would kind of go some way to easing that. But obviously people are not going to see that for another couple of months. So is there anything in the works from the government that will kind of apply to Australians straight away that they'll, you know, be able to see and benefit before the election?
Yeah, well, I think probably the petrol excise may well be cut. That, unfortunately, it tends to make a good headline, but it probably won't make much difference in real life. It might shave a few cents off the price of a litre of fuel, take it back to where the price was a couple of weeks ago. That's not going to make a huge difference. There's also talk that the government might introduce some form of direct payments for lower middle income tax offset candidates. So if you're entitled to the lower middle income tax offset, if you're earning up to $126,000, potentially the government might give you some extra assistance with things like fuel bills, etc.
That's quite a bit by itself. But I guess the interesting thing about this budget is that, depending on the results of the election, we could have a whole new budget potentially in a couple of months. Is that right?
Well, yes, because obviously this budget sets out the priorities for the current government. If this government wins, then what's in this budget may well happen. If the government loses, then this budget is really for the birds. Okay, forget about it. and the new treasurer will come forward and announce his budget in due course with his own priorities. So this is very much about the current government setting out its stall, saying this is what we want to do. And it's effectively a very powerful weapon in their election campaign. But it isn't necessarily going to see the light of day, because if the government loses, you know, it's all bets are off.
Exactly. And I guess if that does happen, we're going to have to get you back on the podcast for a second round of predictions, potentially in a couple of months then.
Well, quite possibly.
Until then, though, thanks so much for joining us, Mark. It's been a real pleasure chatting.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for this bonus budget episode of the Friends with Money podcast. But be sure to head on over to moneymag.com.au from Tuesday evening onwards, because we'll be recapping the winners and losers of this year's budget and running through just how you'll be impacted. I'm Tom Watson. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.